Obviously, we're all waiting for the whistle to be blown in terms of the election, and I've dealt with in my time in these houses, I think this is the 18th finance bill that I've responded to. And even during the time of the IMF, where there was agreement to get the finance bill through the House, this guillotine here is not appropriate. There are sections in this legislation which will not see the light of day in terms of scrutiny. There were major mistakes that you're closing down in this bill. For example, your predecessor, Pascal Donoghue, left a loophole in the bill in terms of pensions, where millions of euro were funnelled out of companies into pension funds. And I pointed that out to him at the time, and he ignored it, and so did your predecessor, Minister McGrath, when I raised it in a topical issue earlier this year, and now this has been closed down in the loophole, and closed down in this bill. And I raise that because it is important that we have proper scrutiny in relation to this legislation. A lot of important pieces of our tax law are being dealt with it, including major issues like Pillar 1 and Pillar 2 of the OECD BEPS agreement. But there are also issues that, as I mentioned before, that you've never even mentioned on the floor of the Dáil. In my time dealing with 18 different finance bills, never has there been a piece of legislation that granted an income tax reduction of €320,000 to an individual. And that is what you contain in this bill here through your changes to the standard fund threshold, where individuals who already have pension pots, which are golden pension pots of €2 million, will be, as a result of the measures that you're introducing between now and 2028, will be able to avail of €320,000 of a pension reduction. That's a tax cut of that nature. There are very few people in society, very, very few people in society that will actually be able to benefit from that. And indeed, in relation to the report that you published yourself, it suggests that only those in the public sector that earn €170,000, which would be ministers, Taoiseachs and all the rest, would be in that space, which would benefit from this tax reduction that you've all signed off on. It is appalling that you have done that, and it's unlikely that it will get any serious scrutiny. There are other issues in terms of this bill, Section 36, for example, where you double down on the landlords' credit. €120 million of a tax cut to landlords at a time when, you know, people are telling you, as I said, Barry Rowntree, the stupidest tax cut ever, he said, and there's stiff competition. This is a professor who has made this point over and over again, and yet this is the Fianna Fáil again doing what Fianna Fáil does. And it's very clear in this legislation that there are very clear winners. Yes, there are bits and pieces for others, but those bits and pieces are hundreds of euros here and there. The real winners, Minister, and let's call a spade, are the people with more than €2 million of a pension pot. They win under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They win the lotto on this legislation. They get €320,000 of a tax cut as a result of this legislation. The landlords win in this legislation. They shared €120 million of a tax reduction, despite your officials telling you that this will leave half of landlords in the state paying no tax. And as previous speaker says, it is the funds that win. The funds continue to win under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And no wonder, just let's look at the stats. On a day that you announced new targets that are abysmally so low, let's actually look at what happened over the last 5 years. And why does it happen? It happens because it's contained within the finance bill that have been passed down throughout the years. We see last year that 6,203 apartments were bought by funds. 6,203 apartments, Minister. That's four times more than what was being bought by these funds before you came into office, 4 years ago. Before Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael came into office, there was four times less purchases of apartments by funds. So what you've done, it's not just that Noonan rolled out the red carpet. You basically said, party on, guys, because the building that is going on here, let's you snap it up. Half of all apartments in this state in 2023 were bought by funds. Over half of them. That's the facts. There were 741 apartments bought the year before Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil entered government together. What is it today? 846. It went up a miserably just over 100 units of apartments. And why is that? Because the funds have increased their grip by nearly 5,000 apartments additional. That's what's happening. And that's what's contained in the bill. That's what you will vote against in terms of the amendments here when we talk to you about that. It's not fair that those funds who are charging eye-watering rent in your city, in Dublin and elsewhere, that they pay no tax whatsoever on that rental roll. That when they dispose of an asset, they don't pay a capital gains tax on the disposal of that asset. That the effective tax rate is minimum. And you'll come forward and say, we're going to increase the stamp duty on bulk purchases, but it doesn't apply to apartments. Because in your little world, in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's little world, apartments aren't homes. But even if we look at, because funds aren't just buying apartments, funds are also buying homes. And the numbers I've put on the record here are in relation to apartments only. And they're continuing to snap up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homes every year. And you come forward with this pathetic increase in stamp duty saying that this will stamp it out. It won't. And if you really wanted to do it, you wouldn't be saying that this will bring in revenue, because the only way it can bring in revenue is the funds pay the additional tax. We don't want their tax. We don't want them to be bulk purchasing homes from under the noses of first-time buyers. And that's the problem with guillotining this legislation, but more importantly, the problem with the legislation in the first instance.